then forget the pocket part.
Excited to live with you and laugh with you?
You do seem excited, manic.
You know, it's exciting.
It is exciting.
I think it'd be rather exciting.
I'm very excited that I can't. Is there a party? What? No.
I'm so excited!
I didn't know this was going to be happening today. I am ecstatic to be a part of this.
And we're ecstatic to be here with you guys. We got so many things. We're going to have to mash up the news day because just sometimes there's too much to keep up with. The Gershwin Awards for Lionel Richie, Library of Congress presented him an award back in March. They aired it last night on PBS. You guys want to make sure you check that out. We're going to have it here for you. Also, the Ringling Brothers Circus is back. Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey is making a comeback with one significant change. We're going to tell you what that is later in the show. Oh, and... well, we live in a new day and age. We hear the word woke being thrown around. And now, calling men bald may be considered sexual harassment. A tribunal in the UK has ruled that that is the case. We ask for your help, of course, to help make these bald male celebrities like The Rock, who clearly struggle, feel a little better. It's hard enough for them. Here's Dave Kirkpatrick.
Bald men are being discriminated against in the workplace, and they need your help. Men are suffering. Men like Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel. Imagine how many more movies they'd make if they only had hair. Imagine how many more points Michael Jordan would have scored if he weren't follically challenged. Jeff Bezos would have way more money. Please donate to the Help the Bald Men Foundation. Support these unfortunate and helpless men like Jason Statham. Just don't mention Will Smith's wife, who is also a bald man.
We got Menthol Meredith here. She is on a rant. She's got a few words to say about Twitter. You know, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, everybody jumps on Twitter to let everybody know what they're thinking. But she's got a few thoughts that she wants to share with us. Well, you know, I don't really follow all that www dot stuff, but I was just reading that Snoop Doggy Dogg might buy that Twitter webpage. From what I gather, Elon Musk was going to buy it, but then his card was declined or something happened where it didn't go through. I don't know, y'all. I never got that whole Twitter thing anyway. Why go on to the online to shout your opinions when you can just roll down your car window and scream at people in real life? That's what I do, and trust me, screaming, Kid Rock is the greatest artist of all time, to an unsuspecting passerby is way better than getting a retweet. I also just hate the word Twitter. To me, Twitter sounds like the feeling I get in my brain when I ain't had a Marlboro in 2 hours, and I feel like I'm about to leap out of my own skin. Twitter. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I drank a little bit too much last night, and now I'm not exactly sure whose house I'm at, so, well, I need to go figure that out. If you guys are wondering what in the heck Menthol Meredith is talking about, a few days ago, Elon Musk announced his acquisition of Twitter was temporarily on hold as he awaits for more information about how many of the platform's accounts are spam or fake. As the purchase is paused, Snoop Dogg sees an opportunity to swoop in and buy Twitter himself, and Musk has thoughts on the rapper's mission. According to recent reports on Friday, Snoop laid out his plan. He wrote over the course of multiple tweets, "They may have to buy Twitter now. Going to replace the board of directors with Jimmy from my corner fish fry, Tommy Chung, and the guy with the ponytail on CNBC. First line of business, free internet on airplanes. $29 for 1 hour is BS. And everyone gets a blue check mark, even the bots with 10 letters in their name that hit you in DMs just to say hello." We'll see how things go. Of course, Musk responded with two fire emojis, in which Snoop replied, "You bring the fire and I'll bring the smoke." We'll see how long it takes. I have a feeling there's not much that's going to stop Elon with his deep pockets from acquiring Twitter. It's time now for your weekly weed news with your cannabis correspondents, Cheech and Chong.
Hey man, check out this headline from Thailand, man. The government there is giving out 1 million pot plants.
Say what, man?
Yeah, for real, man. Any citizen of Thailand who wants a weed plant can get one for free, man.
Oh, far out, man, but I got a quick follow-up question, dude. Why?
What do you mean, why? Who cares, man? Free weed.
Yeah, but like, if I want a tomato, don't give me a tomato plant, man. Just give me a tomato.
What, you make a salsa or something, man?
No, dude. Giving away a plant is like saying, hey, man, you want to get high? 4 months from now?
Dude, man, you gotta be patient, man.
Well, I am a patient. I got my medical card and everything, but when I go to the dispensary, they don't give me seeds and a shovel.
I guess you just ain't got a green thumb, man.
Well, I used to, but I accidentally tried to smoke it.
Okay, you know what's not so unusual? A country is legalizing cannabis, right? It's not that big a deal in 2022. It happens all over the world. What's very unusual about it is the country is giving its citizens cannabis plants so they can grow their medication at home. That's what's happening now in Thailand, which in 2018 legalized marijuana for medical research. The country decided to strike cannabis from its drugs list, which would allow households to grow plants so long as they let their local government know, use the plants for medicinal purposes, and don't sell it. Now CNN reports the government plans to dole out 1 million free cannabis plants next month. The health minister made the announcement on Facebook Sunday, noting that the goal was for the plant to be grown like household crops, with people able to grow as many as they like at home. The overarching goal is to turn cannabis into a cash crop, not only generating hundreds of millions of dollars directly each year, but also attracting foreign tourists who've only recently begun returning in large numbers after being largely absent during the coronavirus epidemic. Jeff Bezos is bashing Joe Biden over inflation, blaming stimulus spending. He actually took to Twitter yesterday to blame the president for the sharpest spike in prices for 40 years now, and saying that the soaring costs facing Americans amount to regressive tax that most hurts the least affluent. The post from Bezos, whose estimated $137 billion fortune ranks him behind only Tesla CEO Elon Musk among the world's richest people, according to Bloomberg's Billionaires Index. This was in response to Mr. Biden's call for higher taxes on big corporations as a way to battle inflation. Well, we've got him here from his mountaintop lair. It's Jeff Bezos reporting. It is I, Jeff Bezos. I have recently entered a kerfuffle with American President Joseph Robinette Biden. My new arch nemesis said something about how the rich elite, e.g. moi, may be to blame for rising inflation. I countered. The president's words are a clear misdirection. Inflation is real, but JoJo says, look over here. Look at these shiny rich people who must be the cause of all your peasant problems. No, I am a solver of problems. A problem solver, if you will. You need some socks? Peasants are always getting holes in their socks. Order socks on Amazon within 3 hours and 15 minutes to get some socks by 6 p.m. tomorrow. Boom! Problem solved. So take that and stick it in your inflation pipe, JoJo. Be nice, or you will be the next problem I solve. Dave, I'm so excited. You know why?
Because you get to wear a coat and tie.
I do get to wear a coat and tie, but it's Friday.
Oh, that,
yeah.
Get
the heck out of here for a few days, for it seemed like a few hours by the time it's all over with. But we got a lot of stuff to do this weekend.
This is a very active week in Hopkins County.
First, I'm going to go get Little Man, and we're coming on back here for that big special event at Cooper Lake taking place tomorrow morning.
That would be archery.
Yeah, yeah. I know nothing about it. Hopefully, they're going to have the kids with the bows in a safe place, and no one tries to put one in my hand.
And they say, and no horseplay.
Yeah, right. Tomorrow night, I get to wear my snazzy new sports coat. Mm-hmm. Cost me $50, by the way.
Oh, that's a good. Where'd you go to
I'm
Goodwill?
I'm a thrifty shopper. No, I went to JCPenney.
Yeah, they have nice.
I do buy things at Goodwill, though. It's not below me. Trust me.
Okay.
I've got mini underwear there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
It's just joking.
Don't say, you don't say you buy socks over there, do you?
No. I will get some shorts and a shirt, though. Quick, fast, and a hurry. A lot of times there's some great stuff. Folks are nice enough. They take their nearly new. I've got some things that had tags on before. I don't know. Maybe somebody got them a gift and it was just too small or too large. And yeah, you can find all kinds of good stuff at Goodwill. But yeah, we're gonna go to the Freedom Ball tomorrow night, honoring the fallen soldiers.
This is for all veterans and all of the retired all veterans, all active duty servicemen.
No, but they're also gonna have a special there honoring those fallen soldiers of Afghanistan and the Vietnam veterans. But it's a really neat deal. I'm so glad that we're fortunate enough to get tickets. They're gonna have food. It's a ball.
It literally is a ball. People will be dressed, and don't come
they're
in a t-shirt.
Be dressed.
Well, I mean, they're not gonna be wearing a t-shirt or wife beaters or
they'll
anything
be dressed
like
well.
That.
Yeah. But man, I'm really to celebrate. What about you? Let's do it right now, Dave.
Okay, let's celebrate.
Let's start the celebration. Let the weekend festivities begin.
any time. This 9-to-5 job really blows. Now it's time to play. It's finally Friday. I can't wait to go home. I'm off to work. It's the end of the week. Gonna hang out with my friends. Work for 5 days. I've had enough. Thank God for this weekend. Amen. Gonna hang out at my place. A couple beers. Watching the game. I stay up late. And then sleep in.
Well, we've got something that's probably not news to anyone at this point. Amber Heard is all over the headlines, and DC and Warner Brothers are actually planning to dump Amber Heard from the Aquaman franchise. For more, we've got a live press conference we're going to cover here in the studio. Seems to be a pretty big deal. It's $50 million on the line in the defamation suit that she is facing, brought to her by Johnny Depp and his attorneys. Here's a few words from the press conference.
Thank you for coming. On behalf of Warner Brothers and DC Comics, we have decided to dump Amber Heard from her binding contract, which has been quite a relief. You may wonder about her role in Aquaman number 2. She has been wiped from much of the movie as she has become a stain on the franchise, which many have criticized for a corny performance. However, Amber claims she is undeterred. While her career has taken plop, she will use this time to focus on family mattresses. I mean, matters. We are taking no further questions on this crappy situation.
It's been a long year. It's only May. In fact, we've got Morgan Freeman back to apologize for the way 2022 has conducted itself so far. It's starting to look worse than 2020. You know, back then we had to worry about things like COVID. Well, yeah, we still have to worry about that. But we also got to worry about a European war in Ukraine, the recession, of course, these crazy gas prices as some gas stations prepare their pumps to reach possibly $10 a gallon for fuel as Bidenflation sends average price over $4 a gallon, $4.50 now. Morgan Freeman's here to apologize for 2022.
Hello, I am 2022. I sincerely apologize for being a crappy year. This was supposed to be the year everything got back to normal, but instead we have a war in Europe, a recession, inflation, oh, and COVID never went away. And it's only May. Sorry about that. Remember when you thought it couldn't get any worse than 2020? You were afraid of murder hornets and touching groceries. Now, it's monkeypox and paying for groceries. How dare I? On the bright side, another Avatar movie is coming out. Oh, wait, that's another bad thing. Sorry. Apologetically yours, 2022.
This has been a Star Country production. Find the Wild Man Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. only on Star Country 95.9.